I'm gonna call someone else.
Hi.
Hi, Amy, how are you?
I'm really nervous.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you for sharing. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Leigh-on-Sea in England, which is near to London. Oh. So it's dark and nighttime here. But I'm just so privileged to be here.
So I'd love to extend that same question. You know, this is where we want to inspire people, everyone, every single person watching live or watches this course for decades, that we can truly overcome everything and anything once we shift in here, right? I think it was Henry Ford who said, if you believe you can't, you won't. And if you believe you can, you will. I know that's like the fishing story, like duh. But how, as we evolve through this, it just always, it always comes more and more true. If we believe we can, we will. If we believe we can't, we won't. What's something in your life or something you recognized or something that seemed like an obstacle that now is shifted or I can help you shift it?
For me, I kind of embarked on this journey because of my relationship, because I wanted to make my relationship better. You know, we all go through our struggles. Yep. I also have these dreams of starting my own business, and this has helped me in this way as well. But I didn't want to give up. I just wanted to keep going and make things better. Just not to walk away, just to work on myself, to make myself better. You know, what can I do to make this situation better? What can I do to make things more loving, for my children to see a more loving relationship, for my children to be proud of me? And this would also go into, you know, this business idea that I have. I want my daughter to be proud of me. I want to show her that women can be just as successful as men, that mums can be successful and still be great mums as well. The other day we were walking along and she said something about, one day, you know, if I marry a man that's got lots of money, then we might be able to do X, Y, Z. And I said, no, this is not right. And we had a long chat about how she can be successful in her own right and do whatever she wants to do and be whoever she wants to be, and just to be kind and to be caring and to see the best in people. And this is what I'm working on at the moment, just trying to get all of my family and friends and whoever touches my life to see the best in people. And this is what you do so well. Just, you know, come on, this person might be having a really rough time. Don't think badly of them. Don't think, wow, that's a mean person, that's a mean way to live, that's a mean thing to say. Think, what is behind this? You know, what's driving this, what appears to be not very nice behavior? You know, there might be something that's deep down that they need help with, and this is another thing. You know, I just think I want to learn for myself, but I also want to be able to pass it on to my friends, my family, my daughter, my son, anyone, you know, just like you're doing. It's just incredible what you're doing. I can't thank you enough. I'm just so excited to be here.
Amy, first off, you have love coming to you from all over the world right now.
Thank you.
From the comments here, the people that are home, and such incredible thoughts, and what you're doing for your daughter is priceless and it'll last forever. And I just hope you're giving yourself a pat on the back because you are doing the work. You know, most people that aren't in a great relationship or they're concerned or things aren't going right with their kids, a lot of people worry about it, but most people don't step up and do something about it, and you are. So I hope you're giving yourself a little grace and a little pat on the back for being here, for playing full out, for staying up late and going through this training. I also want to tell you from personal experience, and I am not an advocate of divorce and splitting up a family. That was just something that happened in my family, and there was no way around it. But I know what it's like to be in a relationship for a half a decade, every day wondering if it's gonna last, if it's gonna be there, what kind of example am I setting for my kids? I hadn't held hands or had a kiss or anything in front of my kids for 5 years. I slept in another bedroom. And all of those things, I'm very transparent. I just want you to know, more than you shared, I know what that feels like. And I know this feeling of letting your family down or not setting a good example. And then the thought of ending also brings in a whole nother realm of fears and worries. And thank you for sharing that. So I want to tell you some great advice I got from Tony a long time ago that really, it made my decision. And I'm not making it for yours, but I've watched this change so much in relationships because over time, especially when things go a little wrong, we don't realize that we get a little tougher. We put a little bit of a shell on and we're waiting for a glimpse, just a sign that the other person wants to make this work, that they want to work with us. And we're looking for those signs, and if we don't see them, our shell gets tougher. Sometimes we get even, as Tony would say, in more of your masculine frame of like, I have to protect, but I also want to make sure my kids are okay. And you get in this, I can do this on my own. I'll make it happen. And I see you shaking your head, and maybe that's not the direction, but it happens. And then you can't help it. Sometimes resentment builds. Like, I'm trying to put time in, but I'm the only one. And all of a sudden, the distance keeps going. And I just know the fears in that. I know the fears of the distance. I know the fears for your children. But there's something that really sounds so simple, but so powerful. And that's a commitment for the next 90 days. What if the next 90 days, and you tell me about this, you could say, no, that won't work. I don't want to try that. But what if the next 90 days you treated like the first 90 days? Because if you remember in the first 90 days, who remembers the first 90 days of any relationship that you're in? That you love the other person. Remember the first 90 days, no matter what they did. If like, if you never thought about poetry in your life and you're in love in the first 90 days and the person who says, I love poetry, you're like, oh my God, poetry, let's read it, right? And you're like, oh my God, this is amazing. This should be a song. We should start a band. And then you fast forward 2 years ago, ah, your poetry, come on. I don't want to hear poetry. I'm not into it, right? It's like, there's in the first 90 days, the other person can't do anything wrong. You're blind. You're blind by love. You're blind by passion. You're blind by all these pieces. And the thing that once supported the bond sometimes can be the thing that pushes you away, right? It's like, oh my God, when he eats, sometimes, oh my God, all the things stick in his teeth. I think it's so cute. Fast forward 2 years, like, oh my God. Every time he eats, all the crap in his teeth. Ugh! Like, the same thing that was cute is now the thing that you want to push him down the stairs. Like, that was rude. But you know what I'm saying. And what I'm going to suggest, and I'd love for you to give me feedback on this and your thoughts, is we need a glimpse, we need a sign that this could work. We need a sign that we can bond. We need a sign that we can bring this back together, that we can find this in our lives. And you can't count on the other person. Maybe your husband is doing the work too. I don't know. That's you guys can decide. But if you're the only one, you can't control him. You can only control you. And your subconscious, you want to go into the world and bring more kindness and be an example for your daughter. How great of an example would it be if the next 90 days you were just the best version of you, that you treated your husband like the first 90 days and you looked through his eyes? And I'm not saying be weak. Actually, this is a woman being, women are way stronger than us. That's an absolute fact. What if you took that ownership of supporting him, hoping he supports you, and if you give it those 90 days, you're gonna be able to see a glimpse of him going, wow, this is amazing. I feel the support, I feel this love. I need to give it back. I need to support her. And in most cases that happens, I wanna tell you. In some cases, you do all that, and the person is the same and drifts even further apart. And then there's different decisions to be made. And maybe it's more of a deeper counseling or things like that. But you could take that ownership. And so many times I'll talk to people and they'll go, yeah, but you don't understand. He's ignored me. He doesn't pay attention to me. He's more concerned with the sports that are on TV. He hasn't had a conversation with me in years. Why? He's the one that needs to step up. That might be true. But will your subconscious be okay with saying, if he doesn't step up, I'm out? In most cases, no. But if you know you became the best version of you and you gave all of you and you gave him that freedom and you showed the love and showed your desire, you're going to get one of two versions of him. And then you get to make that decision. And at least it's something your daughter can have a story someday. How many children do you have? Do you have just a daughter?
Two. I've got a son as well.
Yeah. They can have a story someday. Is like, you know, I remember when my parents weren't that close and I watched my mom really step up and do this And my parents found love again, and they found happiness, and they hold hands, and we go on vacations, and we feel better. Or they could have a story that I watched my mom step up, and she loved my dad unconditionally, and she tried to make it work, but if it doesn't work, I'm just saying they can have that story of knowing that you don't sit by and let the world take ownership, that you are the you're the thermometer, not the thermostat, and you put in the time, and you put in the effort. Because in my case, and again, I am not an advocate of separation. I hope it works out. My goal for you is that it works. My goal for everybody is that it works. That is absolutely first and foremost. I want you to know that. In my case, I realized that no matter what, my kids were never going to see love in that house. They were never going to see what a real relationship is. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't provide that for them. And I was, somebody said to me that I love dearly, who's really smart in this world, said, how would you feel if both your kids grew up and they were in the same exact relationship you're in right now? And I almost died. I almost died. Like,
yeah,
it was terrible. I would die if my daughter and my son were in a relationship like I was in. And for us, when we ended it, it was the best thing. My kids are thriving. My previous wife is thriving. I'm in the most amazing relationship in my life. But I would rather that work out with you in your relationship. That is my prayer. That is my energy I'm sending you. So I would love for you to try that. What are your thoughts on what I've shared?
That sounds amazing. It really does. And just what you said there about just showing the children that I've done everything that I possibly could do. And if it doesn't work out, which I hope it does, I really, really do. But if it doesn't, that I've done absolutely 100% everything I could have possibly done to try and make it work. Yeah,
because
that really
you don't want to be the person that gave up too quick, and you also don't want to be the person that stayed in a toxic or loveless or non-connected relationship for 20 years, and then when the kids grow up and leave, and then, listen, we see that a lot. We all know that. We all know the friends, as soon as the kids go away to college, the parents finally leave, and what do the kids say their entire life? What do the kids say? Maybe some of you are children of that kind of couple. Right? What do the kids say forever? I knew my mom and dad shouldn't be together. I wish they would have just done it when they knew and they could have found love. Like, remember one thing. Our kids will become smart adults. And they're not dumb. They're transparent and they know. So let them see their mom step up and not step up. That means, it doesn't mean you're stepped down. I mean, doing the things, even though someone else should be matching you, imagine knowing in your heart you did everything you could and your kids knowing that. I think that'll give you a peace in your heart that nothing else could fill.
That's amazing. Thank you.